This week on America Interrupted from the PBS NewsHour. The coronavirus has killed 200,000 and infected 6.5 million people in the U.S. But amid those statistics, there are the 2.5 million Americans who have recovered from the disease.
We're survivors. I thank God for it. And that's all I can say.
We hear from three of those survivors about what it was like to have COVID-19, why getting better is an ongoing process, and why it affects people so differently.
Your personal experience is so vastly different than mine, than to yours, than to anyone else's.
Listen and subscribe to America Interrupted, wherever you listen to podcasts.
In the day's other news, Breonna Taylor's family demanded that officials release grand jury transcripts in her killing in Louisville, Kentucky. The panel opted this week not to charge any police officers with fatally shooting Taylor in her apartment. The state attorney general said they acted in self-defense after Taylor's boyfriend fired first. Today, an aunt read a statement by Taylor's mother declaring she has no faith in the authorities.
The system as a whole has failed her. You didn't just rob me of my and my family, you robbed the world of a queen. I hope you never have to know the pain of knowing your child is in need and help and you're not able to give them.
There were new protests in Louisville last night. Activists vowed today to continue demonstrating until officers are charged with Taylor's killing. Meanwhile, the father of Jacob Blake joined Taylor's family today. His son is paralyzed after being shot by police in Kenosha, Wisconsin last month.
You don't understand when it's your child. You can't fathom the emotions that you go through every night. You hear them talking to you. They're not there, and you hear them talking to you. I knew this family needed some energy, and I said, I'm coming.
In a related development, an Illinois teenager accused of killing two protesters in Kenosha will fight extradition to Wisconsin. Attorneys for Kyle Rittenhouse filed notice at a hearing today. The federal government has executed a black inmate for the first time in nearly 20 years. A Texas man was put to death by lethal injection last night for killing an Iowa couple in 1999. Blacks make up 13% of the U.S. population, but nearly half of the inmates on federal death row. Confirmed U.S. cases of COVID-19 hit 7 million today. It came amid a new surge in Midwestern and Western states. But in Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis lifted all restrictions on businesses today. He said the costs and benefits must be balanced.
The more businesses that can succeed, the more opportunities for parents to send their kids to school. I think a lot of those other things become easier to deal with. But let's not make any mistake about it. Focusing on only one pathogen without all these other things is not an effective public health strategy.
Elsewhere, two former officials at a veterans home in Massachusetts were charged with criminal neglect. 76 veterans at that home have died of COVID since March. An Australian report says that China is rapidly, or rather expanding, its widely condemned detention centers, holding hundreds of thousands of Muslim Uyghurs. The Australian Strategic Policy Institute says that it found more than 380 suspected sites in Xinjiang province using satellite images and construction documents. Beijing called the report disinformation. Back in this country, a federal judge in California has extended the end date for the 2020 census by 1 month. Last night's ruling says the once-a-decade headcount will continue through October. The judge found the Trump administration's early deadline would leave minority communities undercounted. The Trump administration is expected to appeal. In economic news, the U.S. Conference of Mayors urged Congress and the Trump administration to agree on a new pandemic relief package. The group said that cities are facing severe revenue losses. And on Wall Street, tech stocks turned higher again, helping the broader market. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 358 points to close near 27,174. The Nasdaq rose 241 points, and the S&P 500 added 51. Still to come on the NewsHour, into the woods. how the Trump administration is opening up the nation's largest forest to logging. Talking Peace, the lead U.S. envoy seeking an end to America's longest war in Afghanistan. What an unclear election night result could mean for the future of the U.S., and much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.